that song.
Very much.
Thank you.
Been Toy Monsoon.
This Thanks
is
for having us.
WMFO, the greatest station in the world, and you might hear from us in a little bit. So, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And good night.
All right. And thank you to Toy Monsoon. We'll talk to them in a little bit. I'm just going to get right into the tunes. Right back into the tunes. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Toss her hair.
I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO. New stuff from Violet Knox. That is Chaos. The album is called Vortex and Voices. And I started that off with Nervous Eaters with Hop Sing Said from their latest Monsters and Angels. And we have a Toy Monsoon here.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? How we doing?
Oh, I like that.
Yes. You talk into the mic like so.
Does this sound? Am I close enough?
Yes. You are close enough.
We don't have like gravel voice. Grovel.
Oh, you mean gravel like this?
Yeah, gravel
voice like this? Have that gravelly
Who's
voice.
Who's the guy that did that?
I know a couple actually.
Yeah, who's the guy who didn't do that?
Howard Stern.
is this a trivia section of the show?
Mystery solved and questions answered on 91.5 FM.
Yeah, there you go.
I figured you were a radio genius. I mean, you got the board. You know Howard Stern.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Do you know who Howard Stern is?
Yes, I know who Howard Stern is.
I think we're off to a great start.
No, we're not going to veer into Howard Stern territory here.
I'm sorry, I'll stop. Let's have you stop.
So I am finding it interesting. You brought a camera guy here.
Yes.
We did. It's George.
Yep, George. His name is George.
So hello, George.
What up?
It just makes me so glad I wore pants.
Yeah, true. You got the
We can't tell from here.
No. Well, I mean, fortunately I have this nice counter here.
Yeah. It's a solid counter.
You got the work from home fit going on.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm actually wearing pants. I'm not wearing sweats because that's the work from home outfit.
Ah, same from the bottom, from the top up, but.
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
You wear pants on the top?
You wear pants on the top.
I don't mean to. I don't mean to out myself like that.
Just cuts a hole like in the middle and just sticks. Yeah.
That's how I go to work every day.
Yeah,
and I get respect.
And
from
where do you work?
Do you wear a belt?
What a silly question.
Of course he does.
Right around the.
Oh my lord. Okay, we're now veering into some dark territory. Yeah. Let's not go that way.
I didn't mean
radio
it that way.
Friendly.
Though.
Maybe we should introduce ourselves.
Yes. Let's do that before we, you know, use belts as whatever.
As whatever we use them for.
It was not for pain.
So I'm Andy of Toy Monsoon fame. I also dabble on the side. Go ahead.
I'm Jeff. I play the drums. I'm also in Toy Monsoon.
I am Matt. I'm also in Toy Monsoon, and I play the guitar.
I'm Niall. I am also in Toy Monsoon, and I also play the guitar.
And I am Phil, and I am not in Toy Monsoon.
Oh. You want to be?
It's nice. Dang it, that joke totally just did not land.
We have a job for you.
You do?
This guy has to pick up the old tambourine every now and then. We could use...
A tambo?
You know how to play?
I can play keys.
You really play instruments?
No.
You had us so excited for a second.
He can play key.
I can play keys.
Oh.
So that's why we come here, dude.
My niece loves that song.
that's the beauty of WMFO here, freeform radio. And I mean, just shaking keys in front of a microphone probably would have gotten me fired in one of the more reputable stations.
No, you're getting promoted here.
Exactly. They don't understand what freeform means. That's content. Anyone on the radio, just flipping through all the channels, all of a sudden they land on jingle, 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 and they're like, wow, what's this? What's this new song?
What's that the beginning of?
Yeah.
Or the end of?
Some Nine Inch Nails song, I guess.
Maybe.
You should bring in some ASMR, in between songs. Mm. Just like popping bubble wrap.
Perhaps.
Don't even say anything. They don't need to know what station it is. Just pop.
Yes, they do.
This is where we make
money. Yes, they do. They need
hours.
To know what station it is.
I'm Phil, and welcome to 6 hours of me listening to someone else play music through a wall.
That's genius.
That's your ASMR.
Three walls.
Yeah. Three walls?
That's all I got.
A single saxophonist on the other floor of my apartment building.
Just practicing. Some guy getting really mad. And then, bleep. And then playing saxophone for 3 hours.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, did you bleep that?
Did you bleep that? Did we catch that?
Bleep. You bleeped it. You right, bleeped it.
I'll recede.
Wait, I'll give this back to you. This pressure. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not only is the pressure, it's precious. This is all content. It's all going to be used.
Do you feel pressure doing this job? Like when you have to say something, now you're like, what am I going to say?
Not necessarily, unless I'm being put on the spot.
See, for me, it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I wish it worked like that, but no, I'm just not that lucky. I'm just not that lucky.
No one is, but some of us pretend we are.
Well,
I'm not pointing any fingers, but I'm looking at you now.
Jeez. I'm such a chatterbox over here.
Hey, so, better you than me, man.
So what did you have for breakfast?
What did I have for breakfast?
It's a great interview.
I didn't even get to any interview questions. No. Screw that. You're going to interview me.
Welcome to Phil on the spot.
On camera. Again. Yeah. Thank really God I'm wearing pants.
Phil, I didn't even think about that. I'm sorry. We should ask for your like.
Oh, no. It's all good. It's all good.
Is there some sort of pre-interview question rundown that we can do on the air?
Nah.
Okay.
What are the now, normal questions?
That's Freeform Radio. Like, not a whole lot of planning.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of planning.
No,
but
I'd like to hear some questions.
Speaking of which, what'd you all end up doing yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was a busy day.
Yes.
We all moved in to a house in Lexington. So,
There's a band house?
Sort of band house. We call it Big Blue.
It's
a horrible color.
It's a terrible blue. It's very sharp. And we're going to paint it over. The landlord might have qualms.
He might have qualms.
Yeah.
Which is tough. We're also looking for a water heater. If anyone out there is in the... we're in the market. Not them. But we're in the market for a water heater over 50 gallons.
That's our biggest plug tonight is probably regarding the water heater.
That's our biggest
qualm. Yeah. 70 or 80 gallons is good. That's probably what we're going for.
Yeah, anything that you don't normally find in a Home Depot.
If you can install it, too,
can I just give the address real quick?
Maybe the lockbox code while you're at it.
Yeah.
I noticed
you might not be in. So
you guys don't have a large antenna on top of the building.
Oh. What happened
to the large antenna?
Our antenna is elsewhere on this campus.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Where exactly?
I used to remember that. I've been here for 20 years. I'm old.
He's lying. He doesn't.
It can't be that big then. It's got to be a medium antenna.
It's like a normal car antenna sticking out of the ground.
It's a cop car driving around.
Don't say that. There are cop cars driving around, man.
It's an RC car.
But Tufts Police is down the street. You probably walk past them on your way to dinner.
I had some enchiladas down the street. They're delicious.
Well, there you go.
Two EO.
You totally walked past the campus police.
I
on
did.
The way
I
to
walked
the...
past a couple cars. They said hi.
Yeah.
Oh, they said they were nice.
Yeah. I didn't have my enchilada at the time.
Tufts police are nice.
I don't have much experience with Tufts being a not even college dropout. So.
Yeah, we didn't go to school.
Oh. Yeah. No but school you was. Just move into a house together and.
Hope it
pretty
works
much.
Out.
Yeah. We follow the secret, the law of attraction.
Okay.
Yeah,
we read The Art of the Deal. Yeah. Now we got a house together.
Our landlord's on board.
All right. You're in the corner. Get in the corner. So, I've been wanting to ask since I heard the name Toy Monsoon. I can think of is like Santa Claus on hyperdrive.
Wow, that's funny.
But so how did Toy Monsoon come to be?
Well, it's funny you said Santa Claus because me and my brother Jeff over here, our previous band was called Holiday Lane, which is based off of. A street that my ex-girlfriend lived on the first time my brother dropped me off.
Shout out to Emma.
Yeah. First time my brother dropped me off at her house, he was like, Holiday Lane, that's a great name for a band. And I was like, won't that sound like Christmas music? You know, won't that sound like people are going to think it's like all holiday related? And lo and behold, they did for about a year and a half, and it was very hard to get gigs.
So. My uncle was like...
So you only did Christmas music?
No. We were vehemently against Christmas.
We took ourselves like really seriously too. I was like, don't say that about my band. And then my uncle's like, you have to change the name of your band. Like this is. He was like, I love your guys' music, but the name is ridiculous.
It is. It's a ridiculous name.
Did you have any names in between?
Names in between, we had Mad Honey.
Okay.
I like Mad Honey.
We had
For your kind of sound, that kind of works.
Yeah. Wood Sorrel, which seems more folky, like a Wishbone Ash kind of sound. And God, there were a lot. Andy and the Stinkos was a big one. That was a top contender.
Well, you see, that's a novelty punk band.
It is.
Psychedelic Steam Engine.
For a while, we were going to be called the Ramones, and then we realized
we were like the Remotes.
Yeah, it would have been had to have been the Maroons,
right?
Or something like that.
Of our time, if we just took someone else's band name and got somehow more popular than the Ramones, we'd have been kind of a trailblazer in that sense.
We were going to be called Kanye West, and then stuff happened.
Yeah, certain things came to
light. Okay. Okay, the joke has been milked.
Well, thank you very much. This has been Phil.
We're
on
actually
going to
be called Phil on the spot.
There probably is a band called Phil on the spot. There is two bands called Phil in the Blank.
Oh,
that's good.
I like that.
Because I was going to do that if I you know did a more of a music thing.
Phil Collins cover band.
Sorry, I'll stop. Yeah. My bad.
You with the riffs.
Get in the corner!
Riff machine. So,
Seriously, like, how did you arrive at Toy Monsoon with all of those other names?
That was the question. So, yeah. Again, me and my brother, Jeff over here on the drums, we were going for a walk around Horn Pond Mountain in Woburn. And,
Woburn.
Yeah, the Dirty Woo.
Dirty Woo.
Thank you, sir. See, he's filling in the blanks, but that's a callback joke for all the good folks out there listening and paying attention.
Just tell us what happened.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I'll try to tell you.
I
try to meander where I can. I'm a meandering menace. But we were walking around Horn Pond Mountain with my dad, and I had a couple of songs that were stuck in my head that I've been working on that sounded more like a garage rock thing. So I figured, I probably don't have any friends that I can get into a garage rock thing with. I'll try to do like a solo thing. And Toy Monsoon just jumped in my head as like a good garage rock name. Ran that by everyone else and they were like, no, that's the name. And then and it became what it is.
So, okay.
So there's your very not funny answer to a
question. It doesn't have to be funny.
Yeah, but it should be or else I'm wasting my time.
I do remember not liking the name. Like, right away when I heard it, I was like, I don't like that. Now I can't remember why I didn't like it, because I like it. So, that's an interesting quandary that I'm in the middle of. You know what I'm talking about, Phil?
Yeah, almost like looking for a water heater.
Yeah, dude, you have a lot of quandaries.
Matt, you want to answer a question?
I would love to answer a question.
Yeah.
I can tell you how
the name's on the spot here. Yeah.
I'm putting both of you on the spot. Phil and Matt on the spot, your favorite radio rock jocks.
Yeah, jeez. Jeez, put me on the spot. God, what am I going to say? Ugh. Now I'm really at blank. Good gravy. And the camera's on me.
You got the zoom.
He's doing the extreme close up on me.
Well, here's something I could ask both of you a question. What did you have for breakfast this morning, and why?
Oh, that's sausage, egg, and cheese. Got out of the gym in the morning. Needed some protein.
I like it. Phil.
Ironically enough, the same, but it was only because I had 5 minutes before work.
That's an over the air fist fight, ladies and gentlemen.
That is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're breaking history.
Synergy.
I don't know.
That's something synergistic.
Yeah.
Hey, Nah, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a plain bagel.
You got a moment of silence for that?
Yeah. That is some ASMR. That is some serious ASMR.
So Niall, I have another question for you now that I'm the Johnny on the spot of this
seriously
podcast. This is your main man Spankmuth Flanagan tossing a question over to Niall. Niall, how does it feel?
Oh, to be yours?
Hey. Oh, don't you start with that nonsense.
Oh, Lordy. Don't get me started.
How does it...
The man's hot.
He's hot. He's never going to stop.
Oh, man. Both our girlfriends are actually a side piece.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? I don't understand the question, and I will not dignify it with a response.
Oh, Lordy.
Wow. That is something else.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
That sounds like a question that can't be answered on the air right now, please.
That sounds like a...
Can
like
we phone a friend?
No one is getting in between me and Andrew.
Both of my girlfriends are dating each other.
All right. Let's be serious,
yeah,
y'all.
Let's get serious. Okay. Let's get down to business.
Nah, so what? Do you have shows coming up?
No shows. We're actually working on our first album, which
excellent,
untitled as of now. I'm assuming it's going to be called Toy Monsoon. We have no real. I don't want to say something definite and then have it not be that, but that's. Plan to come out. We're almost done with that. It's coming out.
We could make all the songs called Toy Monsoon too.
That would be fun.
Yeah, and then people would be like, "Have you heard Toy Monsoon by Toy Monsoon?"
Yeah,
and they wouldn't know which one.
We have a 30-minute song.
We'll have a real like Black Sabbath, Lil Pump situation.
Exactly, exactly. Lil Pump's our main inspiration, obviously. But we have a song that's probably estimated to run at 30 minutes, and we could.
Oh, I thought you were kidding about the 30-minute song.
No, that's under construction as we speak.
Okay. Yeah.
But first things first, that new house we have, we're building a studio, and it's taken us a good amount of time to build that soundproof paneling.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any expertise in the field, call up this station, WMFO. Let us know what you think.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah.
Man.
Thank you for playing.
Well, thank you.
And
what do you think?
And documenting it and everything.
This is all for the documentary.
Yo, can you roast our band to our face? Like
that would honestly be great.
Angry. That is not in my nature.
Oh.
That is not my nature.
You're too kind, Phil.
I've S-talked way too many people in my career. I use finger quotes. I don't want to tick off anybody, and even roasting in jest, I can't do it. It's not that funny.
It can be
a little bit funny. I mean, if you like really hurt our feelings.
Yeah.
If you make us really sad and make us stop playing music forever, that could be a good joke.
No.
That could be worth the 2 minutes.
Why?
I don't
why
get
would
too
I want to
while
do
here.
That?
Well, thank you. For your
why? Concern. Why would I want people to stop playing music?
Well, we'll keep going. We'll just
there's certain
heed
people
your,
who
we'll listen to your advice and we'll internalize it and never ever talk about it again.
And it'll become a some sort of punk new wave ambient band.
It'll probably change us in a few ways.
Well, it would change us in horrible, unspeakable ways.
Like Lovecraftian, like like crazy, like
speed jazz.
Speed jazz. Yeah. Speed jazz on the docket.
They're just
speak.
Like screaming poems. Sped up.
Sped up screaming poems.
I noticed a Aladdin Sane sticker on the wall. Are you a Bowie fan?
I did not put that sticker up, but yes, I am.
Okay.
Well,
here's a good question.
Well, I mean,
on the spot.
I mentioned earlier about the graffiti all around.
Yes.
So did you check out the bathroom?
I did. And
yeah.
My one regret about this entire show is not bringing a Sharpie. That's my
If I could have used a pencil,
some sort of writing pencil, even a knife.
Well, I wanted to add to the tally.
We can't condone that. I mean, we have enough graffiti here.
It's very clean station.
I mean, we have our mural. We have the mural here, and
I like the googly eyes on Iron Man.
Yes.
Oh,
is he reading an Iron Man comic book? That's awfully egotistical of him.
I think so. I mean,
like, damn, I look good.
We also have a tomato in the corner with the rings of Saturn, and I find that very derivative.
Derivative?
Okay.
Well, I mean,
that
we see that you have the mural with the graffiti and all that stuff. Now look up at the ceiling tiles.
Oh wow!
So
now that takes
like people have drawn cartoons on the ceiling tiles.
That's
now
really
we're not allowed to do that anymore, but people did that like 15 years ago.
Well, shout out to my favorite wall ceiling graffiti. Well, Mind
so
over bladder.
2022 oh. Right there.
You're lying.
Wow, breaking your own rules. Rebels. Rebels through and through.
I bet that was you.
No, man. I'm trying to keep things official.
All the camera looks make it so much better.
I started my radio career at an online radio station, one of the first of its kind.
A video podcast of sorts.
No, it had a webcam, but it was all internet like 20 years ago, before everyone else did it.
Wow, and that's awesome.
they had a webcam, and I was a total ham. Be lip syncing to the songs we were playing.
That's
and
great.
Yeah.
That's great. So. That's good, though. That's good content.
Oh, of course. 30 years from now, they're going to look back at that as some big historic moment.
Yeah, if they can actually find that content,
oh,
that would be.
It's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there.
The good old days.
The good old days.
But anyway.
I'd like to sidetrack real quick and talk about what we decided to wear tonight, because obviously this is over the radio.
Yeah. And there's no webcams in here.
No webcams.
Yeah. So, I mean, you do have your documentarian, but.
Yep, we do.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's going to come.
He's not live streaming.
Years from now. We're all going to be 50. We're going to be at the reunion, and this is going to be the debut of the documentary.
Wait. Oh. Wait a minute. When you're 50.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Don't you dare look at that camera. That No, but I like to talk. I went to Burlington Mall today, and I bought myself a brand new shirt. And you want to read off this shirt for me?
Sure. It's my top 10 rules for dating my daughter.
All right. Dramatic reading.
Okay. Can we get some Sting music?
No.
Can you just beatbox?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay.
Top 10 rules for dating my daughter. Get a job. Number two. Understand I don't like you. Number three. I'm everywhere. Dude, this is sick. Number four. You hurt her, I hurt you. Be home early. Don't lie to me, I will find out. Get a lawyer. She's my angel, not your conquest. Yeah, boy. I don't mind going back to jail. That's kind of like a reveal.
Wait, is jail like a question mark?
I'd like it. To
and
be.
Then this last one, which is which it is what it is. Whatever you do to her, I do to you.
And I'd like to take over the mic for 1 second and just say, if you kiss my daughter, I'm kissing you square in the lips. There's nothing you can do to stop me.
Okay.
It's a message for everyone who's about to date my daughter. I know there are many.
Lord.
That's about it for T-shirt corner. We're going to throw it back over to question corner.
Wow. All right. We're trying to get some official stuff in with the fun, but whatever.
Yeah. What do you
So how can people reach you?
Oh, see, that's the best question I've heard in my life. Matt
hasn't spoken yet, dude.
We can. What are you talking about? We do have a mailbox. Our address.
Let's think more virtually for now.
Yeah.
We live kind of near the Lexington Reservoir. If you kind of wait out there, you'll probably run into us.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Just walk around and.
Kind of near 95.
Whenever you hear music, run in the opposite direction and you'll find us.
Pretty near 95.
Someone say our Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram.
I'm chomping at the bit to talk. I haven't talked all day.
Yeah, just
their
Instagram.
Just @Toy Monsoon.
Oh, jeez. She stepped all over his toes.
Oh, jeez.
Can we try harmonizing it? One, two, three.
@Toy Monsoon. How was that?
Nice.
It's Toy Monsoon, as in sooner rather than later. You go over to our Instagram page and you follow us and you give us a good old thumbs up. And you maybe stop by and say hi.
I don't think they do thumbs up on Instagram.
Well, that's all.
They're all hearts.
Right, yeah.
You know, isn't,
you gotta send beautiful. Hearts to your boys.
That's a beautiful thing. Big ups to the hearts. So I feel like Niall, you've been itching to say something this whole time.
Oh, Lordy, the whole time.
On
I've been on the edge
like
of my
felt
seat.
Felt like the closing part.
Oh,
felt
no,
like the
no
closer,
way.
Closer, right? Right,
no.
Phil?
Get ready for the closer.
I haven't said our address yet.
There ain't no closer. Yeah, we gotta say the address. There's a lot we have to do tonight. We have a lot on the docket.
We don't have blinds.
No blinds. So.
They're in the market for a water heater, blinds. What else?
We said the color. Of our
honestly,
house.
A Dutch oven would be fantastic.
And I'm in,
Dutch oven.
And I'm in the mood for a good time, so call my personal number. Okay.
Oh, all right.
What else is there? There's a lot that's been happening.
So, Dave, you can mainly be reached at Toy Monsoon on Instagrams.
Instagram is the main one.
Okay.
There's a Facebook that we rarely use.
Yes, and I checked that. The last time you posted was 2 years ago.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, really?
It was a good year.
That sounds to be about fair, right. I just converted my Facebook, my personal one. I just changed the name to Toy Monsoon. So if you see, don't check the post, dude. There's probably something bad in there. I need to delete the whole thing. Don't even look, dude. Please. I'm telling you.
Oh, boy. Oh, live.
Right live. Is this live?
This
don't
is
you look at my don't you look at my Facebook. I'm serious.
Don't look at his Facebook.
There's gonna be a picture of him covered with like lipstick kisses being like my new rap single.
Oh my god. Seriously, gotta get don't do it, dude.
Oh, there's nothing that makes me happier than seeing a red faced Jeff in the studio.
Bro, my face is so red right now.
Seriously. Like zoom in on that stuff.
Look at that. The look of shame and horror.
Total look of shame.
Oh, this makes me happy. This makes it all worthwhile. This makes music fun.
All right. Thank you, Toy Monsoon, for coming in and playing.
Thank you, Phil. Fun. Hey, don't listen to him, though, man. Thank you.
I had a lot of fun. I won't be listened to.
He's ungrateful.
I'm incompetent, but I'd like to say thank you very much for having us here one more time. We're Toy Monsoon, and we love you. We love you.
He's signing off his own radio show.
Oh no, I'm just signing us off. But
yeah,
I'm saying goodbye to all our lovely listeners. Yeah.
It's like we're turning off the transmission, like Star Trek.
Oh God, no, this transmission ain't going off.
That antenna's strong.
God.
All right,
let's go find that.
All right,
thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Phil, you're the man.
This is one of the more fun interviews I've done in recent memory.
Oh, that's great.
So
I'm happy to make you happy.
All right, awesome. All right, so
I've been playing with Phil's feet under the table this whole time. I wasn't going to say anything, dude.
I know I've been stifling my ticklish laughter this whole time.
It's gonna be heavily censored, so all the kiddos at home can hear.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thank you again for coming in. I'll let you break down your stuff and
awesome.
All that stuff.
Thank you.
Find them at Toy Monsoon on Instagram, and if you look at their Facebook, there's some nice little relics that you could probably hang over their heads in the not too distant future.
Or hang over your bed.
Or hang over your bed. All right. All right. Here's some more tunes. 91.5 WMFO.
Take it around me. Feeling goes away. For too long.
91.5 WMFO, The Difference Engine with The Axe off of the new record, The Angle of the Sun. Space Shot gave you Taking a Ride from Be With You in a Moment. You've been listening to On the Time with Mikey D. I've been Phil. Thank you again to Toy Monsoon for coming in and playing and then having a whole lot of fun up here in the main air studio. Tune in next week. Lils will be here. More live music, more recorded music, more local music, more great music. Be sure to come in next week, same time, same station, 9 to midnight, WMFO, for more On the Tunnel with Mikey D. I'm going to close everything out with some reverse. This is October. I know it's November 1st, but, you know, October just left. And so that's how we're going to do it. Enjoy. See you next time. 91.5 WMFO.